Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
In their shoulder pads, hip pads, and helmets, standing tall on sharpened blades in flashy uniforms, perhaps NHL players already resemble superheroes, but apparently not super enough. Last season, the league embarked on the Guardian Project, which paired with each franchise a superhero of its very own. To nobody's surprise, once they determined the need for these fantastic flexing figures of public relations power, the league turned to the man who's given us Spider-Man, the X-Men, and Iron Man, among others, when I had the opportunity to speak with the man behind the bulk of the Hulk, comics giant Stan Lee. I began our conversation by asking him how he'd become involved in the Guardian Project.
Well, it was brought to me. The suggestion came to me by some of the fellows who have been working on this for a long time. I thought it was a wonderful idea. It was such a big idea to create 30 superheroes, one representing each team. I had never done anything of that scope, of that scale, and it was a challenge, so away we went.
Well, the National Hockey League teams already have mascots, or at least most of them do. What are the benefits of having a superhero as well?
Well, a mascot is a mascot, but just by definition, a superhero is a superhero. And these superheroes are part of a team called the Guardians, which is really lucky for the Hockey League and for mankind in general.
I would think so.
Because we now have new protectors. And in fact, to tell you what a good job they're doing, you remember when the president made his State of the Union speech?
Certainly.
There were no untoward incidents, were there?
Aha!
The Guardians were on duty.
Excellent. Not limited to hockey, these things.
No, it's their protectors of our world as we know it. But, of course, they are based on hockey teams, and each one of the heroes has a superpower or a number of superpowers which have to do with the team he represents.
Well, some of these Guardians have already been revealed. Can you tell us, perhaps, which one is your favorite?
Oh, I have no favorites. I love them all. It's like asking a parent who's his favorite child. They are all so wonderful and so colorful and so exciting that whichever one I'm looking at the moment, that's my favorite.
Now, since you've brought up this asking a parent to name a favorite child, I do have to mention for our listeners' benefit, none of these Guardians look the least bit like children. They're all incredibly muscle-bound, gigantic creatures, right?
Well, if you wanted somebody to keep the world at peace and to take care of justice and liberty, wouldn't you want somebody who is fairly strong and powerful and able to do that?
Absolutely.
Of course.
The Guardians, as you have mentioned, all have various powers. One of the New York Rangers' powers is listed as, quote, narcoleptic confusion. And I'm very curious about what the Ranger can accomplish via narcoleptic confusion.
Well, if you can confuse your enemy, you're halfway toward victory right there, right?
Is hockey a favorite sport of yours?
I played hockey. See, I lived in New York, and there were very few ice rinks where I lived. So I used to play hockey in the street on roller skates with my friends, and we would have a guard at each end of the street to let us know if cars were coming. And if there were no cars coming, we hit that puck back and forth, and I loved it. But I've never played it on the ice, and I never played it when I got older, which is my loss.
You created some of the best-known comic book characters in history, Spider-Man, the X-Men, Iron Man, and others, and they all have special abilities, superhuman abilities. But which of your characters do you suppose would be the best athlete?
Oh, that's an interesting question. The best athlete? Well, I think Spider-Man would qualify because he is incredibly strong and nimble. I think Daredevil would qualify because even though he's blind, His other powers are so sharpened that he can do anything better than a sighted man. And if you could ever get the Hulk to calm down long enough, he might be pretty good.
Well, that would be the worry with the Hulk, that his temper would just get him in trouble with umpires and referees and officials every time, wouldn't it?
Yeah. If they drop the puck, he's apt to eat it. Hey, did you know I dropped the puck at a game here in L.A. a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah?
What a thrill that was. And then I rode around in the, what do you call that?
The Zamboni?
The Zamboni.
Zamboni, yeah. Terrific.
They wouldn't let me drive it, though, which kind of bothered me a little, but I was a passenger. I can't wait till this all starts and I get to see a few games. I'm going to start becoming a big fan.
Excellent. How did you originally get into the comic book business?
By accident, really. I heard there was an opening in this publishing house, which was owned by the husband of a cousin of mine. And due to that relationship, I heard there was an opening. So I applied for the job. I was only about 17 or 18. And I found out it was in the comic book department because they also published other magazines. Mm-hmm. And I stayed there for a while. I even changed my name. I used to have a real name like Stanley Martin Lieber, you know, a real genuine name. But comic books in those days, comic books had so little respect that I changed my name to Stan Lee. I just cut my first name in half because I didn't want to use my comic book name for when I wrote the great American novel, which I've still never gotten around to writing.
Oh, I hope there's plenty of time left for that.
Yeah, I'll get to it sooner or later.
Mr. Lee, just one last question. You're working with the National Hockey League in the development of these Guardians, and I'm wondering if after the league finals this spring, is there any chance that they will award the champions the Stan Lee Cup instead of the Stanley Cup? I mean, it would just mean a kind of minor spelling change.
Isn't that interesting? I hadn't thought of that. That would be very nice. And I'd be the guy who'd give it, so I could go to the games and present it to people. You sound like a guy who has a lot of influence. So seeing you brought that up.
I was going to compliment you on your terrific judgment until that last thing.
Bless your heart.
Stan Lee is the creator of Spider-Man, the Fantastic Four, the Hulk, and many more. Mr. Lee, thank you very, very much for speaking with me.
Oh, it was a pleasure talking to you. And just think, someday people will be saying, Stan Lee, the co-creator of the Guardians, as well as Spider-Man and the Hulk and the X-Men and the Iron Man.
This is strong, this is good. He's got radioactive blood. Can't sleep from a thread. Keep the hood over in the air. Then goes the Spider-Man.
My conversation with Stan Lee will be featured on this week's program, which is a compilation of some of our favorite stories from the past. We'll also be reprising my story about Mickey Ward, whose boxing career and life in Lowell, Massachusetts inspired the film The Fighter. Karen Givens' examination of the joys and occasional perils of running barefoot will be available again, as will the long, winding, and mysterious tale that resulted when Only a Game's Doug Trabue tried to find out if an 18th century portrait about which he'd been alerted is in fact the first depiction of baseball. We'll also hear once more from the Wimbledon poet. Pock, pock goes the ball as it crosses the net. The grunting is loud and the court's often wet. Actually, the real Wimbledon poet writes much better stuff than that. So join us and remember you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.